Here he is, Dan Rusinowski, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks. How's that time change treating you, buddy?
Well, the time change is one thing, but the position change is another, and that's something the San Jose Sharks have got to get figured out here pretty soon, and they're on a massive homestand with a relatively favorable schedule, to be honest. You know, the Blackhawks are in town tomorrow, then Minnesota, then Nashville, and Edmonton. Being in the position the Sharks are in the standings is more worrisome to me than the change of time. And I've been around long enough to know that you fall behind and you spring ahead.
Well, yeah, Saturday at the Shark Tank, our Sharks lost 5-2 against Vancouver. Before that, the Sharks lost to Winnipeg. They lost to Boston, lost to Ottawa, lost to Toronto. What's going on, Dan? How do the Sharks get back on track?
Well, one thing they have to know is what time it is. That's what they have to do. They have to know what time the game starts, because one of the things that they've had to do is play catch-up in most of the games this season. And that's something that you can't do in the NHL very often. I think the Sharks are a really good team holding the lead. The problem is they haven't had the lead too often to start games. They've been scratching and clawing just to get even, and it's sometimes been difficult. So in my mind, that's what this team has to focus on, is remembering what time the game starts, making sure that they're on their game. You know, they really played great the other night against Winnipeg. They had 53 shots on goal. That's the way they've got to play. If they play like that, they're going to win a lot of hockey games. So in the old phrase of my old broadcast partner, Pete Stemkowski, it's still early, but they better hurry up before it's too late.
Right. The Sharks take on the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow at the Shark Tank. The puck drops at 7 o'clock, and of course, we will have full coverage on the official radio flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KFOX, with our good buddy Dan Rusinowski. Dan, thanks for your analysis and time today.
I appreciate it, Joey.